Bob Asbury is here with us. Bob, you fought a good race.
Oh, I enjoyed it. I never thought I'd say anything like that. But, I've met a lot of wonderful people, had a lot of wonderful people supporting me throughout this ordeal. It's been several months now, but, the voters have spoke, the few of them that showed up to do it. But, that's something that we all need to work on, is to get a larger turnout. And all the candidates have, done a good job, and we need to keep on doing that. So.
What lies in the political future for Bob Asbury?
I have not considered that at all. I know this has been a long several months, and my family, got my girls here with me, Sarah and Shelby, and they've been involved in this from the very start. And my wife's out in the car listening to us on the radio, I believe. But, they've all enjoyed it, and they've taken a lot of these lessons back to school and discussed it with their teachers and their other classmates. And so, it's been a family affair, and I think we've all really enjoyed it and learned a lot about it.
Well, let's get some of their perspective, because these are the future people in our community. These are the leaders. What would you do? Both of you have been out campaigning with your dad. What would you do to encourage people to vote more? I mean, you're wanting to get your generation. What's your age? And let me get your name.
I'm Sarah, and I'm 16.
Okay, Sarah, what would you do to encourage other 16-year-olds, give yourself another 5 years when you're out there voting? What would you do to make them go vote?
It's our future. It's our choice. Just go do it.
Very good. And let me get your name and your age.
I'm Shelby, and I'm 11.
Okay, so you have a little bit longer. You've got about 10 years before you get out and vote. So you have some time to encourage your friends around you. What would you do to say, get involved in our community?
You should, get involved, because, you should vote the best candidate. You shouldn't just expect other people to do it.
Bob, I know you're proud of them.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't be more proud. And, we've ran a good campaign. We've been fair and honest and, negative campaign. And, I want to do that and make sure my girls know that you can run for an office without having to do that. And they've been proud of that, and they've noticed some things that other candidates have done that they shouldn't have done, follow the rules and things of that nature. And, it's been a learning experience for everybody in the family, and we've enjoyed it.
Thank you for joining us tonight and giving us sort of the inside look at what it feels like to run for office. A lot of people don't know that, and I want to encourage everybody, if you feel like you want to run for office, do it. And I'm so proud of every candidate who has done this, because you've given of yourself, and Bob, you have given of yourself.
Oh, yeah, it takes a lot. And but like I said, you have to have the support of your family, and if you can make it a family affair, it's a whole lot better. And like I said, I've got to congratulate all the candidates that have come out ahead tonight. There's some excellent candidates that have been elected to posts. So
that's Bob Asbury.